Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is Kelly Brook, who is the president and founder of Bethpage Golf Group and the director of instruction for the Golf Channel. Most importantly, she basically heads the famed Bethpage Black. Kelly, thanks for joining us. How are you doing? Welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Tiki. Thanks for having me.
My first question, can you fix my golf game?
I absolutely can. Actually, I used to own Randall's Island Golf Center, and you were one of our clients there. So I've seen your swing many, many times.
You're right. It was ugly then, and it's gotten a little bit better because I lost about 30 pounds. So all that muscle on my chest and back that I couldn't like rotate on, it's now a little bit better.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question about what we saw this past weekend, and we'll get to next year. The PGA Championship is out at Bethpage back. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to go out and see it. I didn't get a chance to see it at Shinnecock this week, but let me ask you about Shinnecock, really from a player standpoint. When things start to break down, like it did, it felt like for a lot of the golfers out there where they're hitting these high numbers and they can't, and basically they're playing for bogey, playing like I would, actually. You know, what would you advise a player in that situation when it's so frustrating and all the things that you usually do to make a perfect shot work, but all of a sudden it's not working? What do you advise?
I mean, at that point, you know, golf is 99% mental. So at that point, you just need to dig deep within. You need to do a lot of deep breathing and really try to gather your emotions and not get frustrated. And that's the most important thing. It's just extremely frustrating when things are going bad, as evidenced by Phil's reaction when he putted that ball while it was still moving. That was clearly a frustration move. And in golf, again, you have to be cool. You have to be composed. You can't let your playing partners, the conditions, or your game affect you.
But, obviously it was frustration, but was it also smart? I mean, he saved himself from having to go down the hill, maybe went in the bunker, that ball on 13, and had to, you know, re-hit it out of there and start all over again. Was that smart? We had a long discussion about it with a lot of our callers. And do you think people ultimately really care?
No one cares. I mean, everyone loves Phil. He's a fan favorite. And I don't think that he did it because he was so concerned about his score. His score was already gone at that point.
Yeah.
He was doing it because he was making it a point to the USGA that this is ridiculous. You told us in 2004 you were never going to let this happen again at this course, and here we are like deja vu. And it was basically a statement, not worrying about his score. And really, honestly, he was the only one that was in the field that could do that because he's Phil Mickelson. If, you know, Oosterhuizen or any of the younger guys did that, they, you know, it wouldn't have made as big of an impact, and it wouldn't have gotten the press that it got. So he was definitely the right person to make that point.
We're talking to Kelly Brook here, president and founder of Bethpage Golf Group, and also she basically runs Bethpage Golf Course, which hosts the PGA next year. Now, thinking back, I guess really now that we've seen all four rounds, they made some adjustments. They shortened a couple holes. They watered the greens a little bit different. Pin placement was more, I guess, beneficial to the players as it went on. Was this unfair on the USGA's part?
I think it was. I mean, it was just the whole week was kind of a disaster for so many respects. And the first is that the wind really was howling on Thursday. So, you know, that's nobody's fault, of course. But just the scores ballooned up that day. And then it just Friday, you know, it was like they played two different courses. If you went out in the morning, you know, you played a whole different course in the afternoon. Again, not necessarily the USGA's fault in that respect. But Saturday was definitely their fault. It was really a matter. And then, you know, the morning group played again a whole different course in the afternoon. I thought that the USGA redeemed themselves the last day. I thought that they really got it together and they really huddled and they made it work. I mean, I was there Saturday and Sunday both, and it was like watching, a whole different golf course. So as much as Saturday I left disappointed, Sunday I left a little more hopeful that they know what they're doing, and I really do think that they pulled it together.
You know, Kelly, you know, interesting that if you're there and you're feeling the real vibe of the fans that are in attendance, not us that were sitting at home watching on TV, where we got frustrated watching something or bad golf, we could just flip the channel. But for the fans that were actually there, was it enjoyable to watch, or was it frustrating for them as well?
I think it was very frustrating. You know, Saturday was very frustrating. Sunday wasn't as much because we could see birdies. But, you know, everyone loves to see a birdie once in a while. And no one likes to see good shots being penalized. I mean, those pin places were on hills. They were too close to the edge of the greens. The greens were burning out. And it was really, I didn't feel like I was watching the best golfers, you know, make the best shots. I felt it was really coming down to whoever was getting lucky. And I don't want the U.S. Open to come down to luck. It's not a good way to do it.
Yeah.
It has to come down to skill.
Yeah. Now, as you prepare for next year, when you have this, are there lessons that you learn from seeing how this transpired out on the island? It's not the same course, obviously, but it is challenging, Bethpage Black. What do you learn from seeing some of the reactions from what happened at Shinnecock this past weekend?
Well, I mean, you know, as you said, it's not the same course. You know, Shinnecock has green, has sand-based greens. It's up on a hill. It's near the water.
Yeah.
And very easily the greens can burn out. Honestly, at Bethpage, the easiest part of that whole entire course is the greens. they're going to be running on at 12 or 14 on the stimp meter. But the fact is that they're pretty darn flat. I mean, I play this course three times a week, and I'm just relieved when I finally get to the green. You know, the hardest part of Bethpage is hitting fairways. The USGA, I mean, the PGA is already out there narrowing fairways, putting in additional traps. And it's really going to be more tee to green rather than a putting game at the end. So, you know, there's a lot to be learned in the sense that you want it to be hard, but you have to plan for bad conditions. I mean, with the biggest challenge, honestly, next year is the PGA Championship is moving to May. Now, this year, we were still having snow at the beginning of April. I mean, the fescue still hasn't grown in at Bethpage, and we're already in June. So it's not going to be as hard as it is usually at the U.S. Open because the greens are going to be soft as opposed to the hard greens that, you know, U.S. Opens are used to. The fescue is not going to be nearly as grown in if we have a bad winter. So we're all keeping our fingers crossed that we have an early spring and that we have a good growing season.
Nice. And I'm penciling myself in for one of those three times a week golf with Kelly Brook. Just making sure. Put me on the calendar.
You are definitely in. I'll tell you, you text me and you can come anytime you want.
Oh, see, don't tell me that because me and Brandon are going to take advantage of that for sure. Kelly Brook, who's a managing partner at Bethpage Golf Club out there in Bethpage, which is an unbelievable course. I have never been out there and I can't wait to go out. Let me ask you about Brooks Koepka. Now, you look at Brooks, he looks like a football player. He's thick, he's strong, he's stoic. He never has emotion. Did that help him win at Shinnecock and really the last two U.S. Opens? Because it seems like he's unfazed by negativity or positivity. He's steady, but he hasn't won anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Really, which is interesting.
That is interesting. I think that, you know, at U.S. Opens, they always play around 7,500 yards, so his strength is definitely helpful. But I was really impressed. I didn't realize he's in his 20s. I mean, he is very composed for a guy in his 20s. He showed absolutely no emotion when everyone else was showing emotion. Everyone else was getting frustrated. So definitely that's why he won this tournament.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I love his story, and I hope he continues to grow. Last question for you. When we saw Tiger Woods miss the cut and a bunch of other guys struggled, Rory struggled, Jordan Spieth struggled, the stars struggled, was there a concern is being out there that this wasn't going to be the tournament that everybody expected because some of the stars that they expected weren't contention, or was it more about the course? Because it felt like over the course of the weekend, we were talking more about the course than we were about some of the players.
Right. Well, Friday night, it was definitely about, oh my God, look who missed the cut. Look who, you know, this one missed the cut, that one missed the cut. And there was definitely disappointment. I mean, I can tell you, I was disappointed. I like going to tournaments and seeing Rory and Tiger and, you know, some of the other guys. So I was disappointed going in. But then after the greens burnt out on Saturday, it became about the course and people forgot that, you know, the name players weren't in it. So it was kind of the whole weekend, I felt like the whole weekend was a roller coaster of emotions all around.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think you're right. And it turned out that we got a good story to end it because Brooks Koepka wins back-to-back U.S. Opens for the first time since Curtis Strange did it in the late 80s. So the story helped itself because of who actually won it. Otherwise, the character of the course was probably more important than the characters that were playing the course. And we know next year at the PGA Championships, that will be the case as well, because Bethpage is one of those places that everybody wants to go. And you get to manage it and teach me how to play golf.
So exciting. And teach you, that's even more exciting to me.
Well, Kelly, I can't wait for that to happen. I appreciate you hopping on. Give me some insights about what happened out at Shinnecock. And I will get your phone number from Mr. Berkowitz, and I will be contacting you for sure.
Very great. Thanks so much for having me.
Take care, Kelly. Kelly Brook, who is the managing director, managing partner. Basically, she runs Bethpage Black Golf Course, which is amazing. And one of those courses that's a bucket list place to play. So you got to go try to check it out if you ever can. I have an inside track now. I appreciate that. Samter for setting that one up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.